तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अस्ट्रेलियाबाट सन् 2003 निरन्तर प्रसारण भइरहेको एसपीएस नेपालीको यो नयाँ पोडकास्ट अङ्कमा म आवास पराजुली तपाईँलाई पुनः स्वागत गर्दैछु। र पोडकास्टको सुरुमा बजेको धुनसँगै नियमित श्रोताहरूले थाहा पाइ नै सक्नुभयो कि अब पालो नेपालतर्फ लाग्ने। र श्रोता प्रिन्ट, अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूत साइमन अर्न्स्टले गत मे 14 इन्स्टलेसन आर्ट अर्थात् स्थापना कला सम्बन्धी एक प्रदर्शनीको काठमाडौँमा उद्घाटन गरेका छन्। काठमाडौँको बौद्ध स्थित तारागाउँ नेक्स्टमा आयोजना भइरहेको उक्त प्रदर्शनीमा अस्ट्रेलियन कलाकार डिलन मार्टरेल र जापानिज मूलकी चाको खाटोले आफ्नो कलालाई स्लो आर्टको शीर्षकमा प्रस्तुत गरेका छन्। 3 महिनासम्म चल्ने बताइएको उक्त प्रदर्शनीमा मुख्य रूपमा बाँस र रङ्गीन धागोहरूको प्रयोग भएको छ र यसका आकृतिहरू मानिस बस्ने घर वा कुटी जस्तो देखिने संवाददाता गिरीश सुवेदीको भनाइ छ। करिब 1 तल्ला जतिको अग्लो आकृतिभित्र जो कोही पनि आएर बस्न र कलाको धागो गाँच्न सक्ने कलाकारहरूले एसपीएस नेपालीलाई बताएका छन्। र अब पालो भएको छ गिरीश सुवेदीले अस्ट्रेलियन कलाकार डिलन मार्टरेलसँग गरेको कुराकानी सुन्ने।
My name is Dylan Martorell. I'm an artist, a musician, and I'm based in Melbourne, and I'm here in Kathmandu with the Slow Art Collective, and we've partnered with Tarragon Next to create an interactive community-based installation work on the lawn. We had a friend of mine, Marcus, was traveling in India, and he came up and helped us. But most of the work we've done is just me and Chaco. But we've had a long time to do it, so we've been working on it for 10 days. The first couple of days, it was just sourcing materials, because that's the way that we work. We use recycled materials, found materials, and materials from the local environment. So there's lots of bamboo that's been cut from the local gardens.
What do you call this form of art, and how long have you been practicing it, and how did it evolve over time?
I guess the simple way to call this, I guess it's interactive art. So me and Chaka have been working for 17 years, and we met 17 years ago at one of my exhibitions, and she was looking for people who wanted to work in a different way outside of the gallery system, not create objects to put in a gallery for sale, but to create more of an experiential art practice where people would come in and, you know, help create the work. And so I liked that idea because I was very focused on doing various community activities as well. I think because I came into art as a musician, and the music world is very community-based. You work with people. It's very collaborative. So it can be very different being an artist who was alone in their studio. And so I wanted to bring the world of the music scene into the art scene. So, you know, doing lots of performances in galleries, doing lots of interactive work, and so that's what we're doing here. So we create spaces for the community to come and work in and rest in and slow down. I guess that's the slow part of the Slow Art Collective, is we're creating slow experiences for people to, you know, escape their busy life, to escape the phone in their hand, literally touch the grass and touch things and talk to strangers, just create, you know, special environments.
तर अब पालो एउटा छोटो ब्रेकको।
How was this experience in Nepal different than the other exhibitions that you did in Australia and other countries? And what brought you to Nepal?
Okay. So one of the main differences working here in Nepal is we work a lot with recycled materials, and there isn't much of a recycled or secondary market in Nepal because I think everyone fixes things, you know. There are shops to fix things, people fix things, they don't throw things away, they don't really sell things or it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that accessible. So we had to find other ways to access the materials. So that bit was different. And the other bit was different is working in Tarragon next. It's an oasis in the middle of the city, and there was so much animal life. So we had monkeys stealing our lunch, squirrels stealing our string, crows stealing our wire to make nests. We saw jackals, wildcats, so many birds. So we feel so lucky having this space to make it work.
यस प्रदर्शनीको औपचारिक उद्घोषण राजदूत अर्न्स्टले आफै गर्नुभएको थियो. करिब तीन महिनासम्म राखिने उक्त इन्स्टलेसन कलाकृतिको अवलोकन गरी रमाउन र त्यसमा सहभागी हुन राजदूत साइमनले विद्यार्थी, कलाकार तथा अन्य क्षेत्रका मानिसहरूलाई समेत आह्वान गर्नुभएको थियो.
Over the next 3 months, I'm looking forward to seeing how this artwork grows and evolves. So what you can see here is essentially the initial skeleton or the initial canvas Dylan have created. And then over the coming days, weeks and months, members of the community will be encouraged to contribute to and help grow and evolve this artwork. So part of a bit of a plea from me to you, my dear guests here, please spread the word amongst other young artists, school students, art enthusiasts, diplomats without any creative instinct whatsoever. All are welcome for this fascinating experiment here at the Tarragon Browns. This exhibition is an example of what Jaco and Dylan have named slow art. Part of that is the importance is creating a shared space for engagement, dialogue, and creativity, to encourage community building across generations and backgrounds, to promote play, experimentation, and imagination, and more meaningful ways of interacting with art and each other.
यो एसपिएस नेपाली पोडकास्ट हो र भर्खरै सुन्नुभयो काठमाडौँको बौद्ध स्थित तारागाउँ नेक्स्टमा आयोजना भइरहेको एक कला प्रदर्शनीमा सहभागी अस्ट्रेलियन कलाकार डिलन मार्टोरेलसँग संवाददाता गिरी सुवेदीले गर्नुभएको कुराकानी, साथै अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूत साइमन अर्न्स्टका केही भनाइहरू र उक्त कार्यक्रममा नेपालका डिजेरी डु वादक सलिल सुवेदीद्वारा प्रस्तुत एक साङ्गीतिक प्रस्तुतिको छोटो अंश. हाम्रा थप सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस् वा हामीलाई सोसल्समा फलो वा लाइक गर्नुहोस्. हामी एसपिएस नेपालीका नाममा फेसबुक, इन्स्टाग्राम र एक्समा भेटिन्छौँ भने युट्युबमा चाहिँ एसपिएसका अन्य दक्षिण एसियाली भाषाहरूसँग हामी @sbs.south.asian नाममा रहेका छौँ. सब्सक्राइब गरेर साथ दिनुहोला.
From home, SBS South Asian.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा.